This is Veronica. I am currently in the region of Maradi in East Niger, where I am covering the maternal and neonatal tetanus campaign. I just came back from the district of Madarumfa, which is one of the targets for the 2012 campaign, and I was following a supervision team of UNICEF colleagues and also government counterparts. Basically, their job is to make sure, you know, that the campaign is off to a good start, and they target some villages that have some issues in previous campaigns to make sure that, you know, obstacles can be overcome. This is now day three of the campaign, and it seems that everything is going well. The vaccines and the syringes have been delivered on time. All the vaccination teams have received their equipment. And also social mobilization activities have been going on for the past week, and they've been pretty successful. They had door-to-door information sessions. They had in villages town criers going around the villages to inform people of where the vaccination teams would be located. And we also had in several villages religious and traditional leaders who got personally involved in the campaign. So, for instance, we were earlier today in the village of Radi, and when we got there, we could see a lot of women waiting to get vaccinated, and the village chief himself was present and was with the vaccination team and was encouraging the women to get the tetanus shot. This is important because you still have some women who refuse to get vaccinated, and some of them who believe that because the vaccine is just given to women, that it could be something to limit pregnancies, and there is like a lack of trust and understanding about what this vaccination is about. So social mobilization activities are really important, and they are still going on right now in the villages and in the main cities targeted by the campaign. Also in the Maradi region, the rainy season has started a little earlier than usual, so there has been a lot of rains lately, which means that a lot of people have started to work in the fields, and mostly women are the ones, you know, working in the fields here. So when we get to the villages, sometimes we don't see too many women getting vaccinated because they're just not in the village. However, we are working around that, finding solutions to, you know, accommodate the situation. So in many villages, for instance, the town criers, they do extra rounds where they go around the villages in the afternoon to inform women, you know, just got back from the field, that the vaccination teams are there. And in some villages also, the vaccination teams are staying later at night to allow women who just came back from the field to go get vaccinated. So I think things are going well for now. The participation rate is pretty high, and the supervision teams are doing a great job at going around, as I say,